just for the sport, Danny and Stepney, if he's good enough to still be there. Danny? Danny and Stepney. Yeah, Danny, you're still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Thank you, Danny. You're calling in for the superstitions that perhaps only you practice. Danny, what have you got for us?
Well, it's not actually myself, it's my brother, and he frustrates the life out of me.
Go on.
Because I'm with him, a magpie flies overhead, he has to salute it.
Well, I can drag you into a private hell here. I don't only salute them, and it's murder now that they're everywhere. You're supposed to say, good morning, my brother, good morning, my brother, good morning, my brother. Turn round three times and spit.
Now, I just hope he ain't listening.
Well, that's what he has to do, because this saluting, he's wasting his time, eh?
I always thought it was, hello, Mr. Magpie, how are your wife and children?
Well, no.
Oh, a friend who says that.
But that's what this is entirely what the phone-in is. It's superstitions, like if you see an ambulance, you've got to hold your collar and see a four-legged animal. But people really do this. Now, he salutes every single time, does he, Dan?
Every single time. And not only that, he does a sign of the cross when he sees a funeral procession. So I'm just waiting for the day that a magpie flies over the top of a funeral procession and he'll end up poking himself in the
eye. But then, and also, he does it, of course, with a straight face. He's not doing this just to be cute. He really believes something terrible will happen, yeah?
Deadly serious.
Well, Lord, we'll tell him to, because I believe, just pass this on to, what's his name?
Lee.
Yeah, pass this on to Lee, that I knew somebody once who tried to shake that habit and didn't salute a magpie when they saw it, and over the next 50 years, all their teeth fell out. Over the next 50, tell him that, then that's happening to him, unless they've got to hang on.